You're tuned in to 90.9. It's Morning Edition on WHYY. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Good morning. Muhammad Ali Jr., the Philadelphia-born son of the late legendary fighter, recently was detained in a Florida airport and allegedly questioned about his religion and the origin of his name. Islam has been a part of the national conversation since Donald Trump became president. And as WHYY's J. Scott Smith reports, African Americans make up a substantial number of the American Muslim population and face a reality much different from those who immigrate from other nations.
In her driveway in this quiet South Jersey neighborhood sits a trailer that houses one of Amina Muhammad Diggins's many business ventures.
I am a serial entrepreneur, let's put it lightly.
Constantly hustling, Diggins and her husband, among other things, rent out inflatable bounce houses to kids' birthday parties. A lifelong Sunni Muslim, she was raised in Philadelphia and is one of thousands of black Muslims in the Philadelphia region. She's worn a hijab since she was a teenager, which she notes was her choice.
Both my parents encouraged me to wear a hijab, but it was never forced on me. It was a choice that I made around like 13, 14 to say, you know what, I want to be known visibly as a Muslim. And we had a lot of Muslim friends, so it was kind of like coming of age. For Muslim women, you become more modest and you don the head covering.
The Pew Research Center's 2016 Religious Landscape Study estimates that blacks make up 28% of American Muslims.
Trying to understand who we are is a benefit for us as a society.
Farida Boyer is a family therapist and marriage counselor who grew up in West Philly. Like Diggins, she has been a Muslim since birth. From her office in Bala Cynwyd, she blames media portrayals for coloring people's perceptions about Islam.
I believe they, because of the media, they believe it's just this extreme religion and we have these extreme practices, and the reality is we're just people too.
While Boyer and Diggins were born Muslim, most African-American Muslims are converts from other faiths. Famous examples include Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, the late Muhammad Ali, and Keith Ellison, the first Muslim to serve in the United States Congress. Since Trump became president, however, being both black and Muslim has taken on a different meaning.
I would say this: Donald Trump has really given civil rights organizations their marching orders.
Rodney Muhammad is the president of the Philadelphia chapter of the NAACP. He says that he's had people coming into the organization's West Philly office every day asking what they will do going forward, especially about standing up for Muslims. He expects more to come.
All you have to do is go back and review what you stand for and look at what they're doing up there in Washington, and you got your work cut out for you. And it's going to be a bumpy ride this 4 years.
Born in Chicago, Muhammad was a member of the Reverend Jesse Jackson's Operation Push and helped with his security during his first presidential bid in 1984. It was during the early 80s that Muhammad found a new purpose that spoke to both his faith and his drive for social justice when he joined the controversial Nation of Islam. Now, led by Minister Louis Farrakhan, the Nation of Islam is not recognized by a number of mainstream Muslims. Muhammad says that the fear of and discrimination toward all Muslims is nothing new to him. He says the combination of being black and Muslim can lead to being seen as an outsider in two different ways.
The treatment sometimes among certain leaders in the Christian community, because they've been fed a certain way, you can feel a sense of being like an outsider when you actually grew up black along with everybody else in this country. So, but I think it has a lot to do with the way people are being fed.
Now, Philadelphia is home to one of the largest black Muslim populations in the country. Yet Farida Boyer has had moments where she was seen as an anomaly.
When I became a therapist, I had a teacher who became my supervisor, and she's an older woman, and she said that I was the first African-American Muslim that she ever worked with. And she's been doing therapy for years. So just to say something like that, especially in the Philadelphia area, it was shocking.
The idea of being seen as a foreigner is also not lost on Amina Diggins, who has two children. Trump's since-halted travel ban caused confusion from her kids, which is an emotional spot for her.
You get used to there being this negative connotation, but it seems to be increasing. You bring up kids, but you want children to have a sense of belonging in the country that they're from. And kids are just kids. They didn't ask for. They have no sense of knowing what's going on across the ocean or what's going on in somebody's deep thoughts that may want to do something because they have this warped vision of power and Children don't have that.
Diggins said that she is, however, encouraged by how many people dropped everything to go protest at airports when President Trump enacted a temporary travel ban affecting 7 Muslim-majority countries. After years of harassment, she says it's a welcome change.
I was completely shocked because I grew up people saying, go back to effing Iran. I mean, somebody yelled that to me when I was 17. And you're seeing people like, hold on a second, enough is enough. Y'all done messed with these people for too long, and enough is enough.
So Diggins will continue to homeschool her 10-year-old daughter, Amaya, who has her own budding business selling hijabs designed for young women and girls. She sees a sea change in the attitude spurred by this new administration. And she says some people are finally taking seriously concerns that she's had for years.
So you have this understanding not just of Muslims, but of African-Americans, that we're not always whining about what's going on, that the struggle often happens at kindergarten and preschool, that there's a bias sometimes in this country towards our children. We're not just whining, it's real.
For WHYY News, I'm J. Scott Smith.